What were the main artistic or performance challenges for this particular production?
Artistic, okay. Well, gathering together a cast of 10 good actresses is not easy in Singapore because, you know, where, as I said, you know, as we all know, our theatre history is fairly young. And so our pool of good actors is rather small. And so I have to work with the paints that I am given, right, or that's available to me. So that was a bit difficult because my actors, or at least the characters that they're portraying, the age range is, you know, from 20 to 80, right? So, you know, getting together a group of actresses with those age range is rather difficult. And to make sure that they're all up to par to the standard of acting. The House Bernarda Alba also is very text-based, and I find that a lot of the younger actors who come up from drama schools here are not well-trained in text. Again, I'm old school, right? Yeah. So text is important to me, and every word needs to be heard. Yeah. So in terms of your diction, your articulation, your voice projection, all the basic things which are taught or are taught in drama schools abroad, in the past anyway, I mean, the very foundations of acting, okay? I feel that a lot of younger actors are very weak in. So that was a challenge for me, to find actors who could actually speak the text well, and could deliver and project those lines in such a big theatre, so yes, I mean the actors were difficult. The pool of actors that I eventually had was difficult. The casting process was very long, and very arduous. But I'm glad to say I got the actors that I wanted. And of course, with the younger actors, I had to work very, very hard with them, spend a lot of time with them, so that they could rise to the level of the more experienced actors. Because of course, the younger actors have less experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just purely for the fact that they've had less experience. Yeah. To develop their craft. Yeah. That was I would say was my biggest challenge. Yeah.